I don't know if you have a long-held dream to move to Tasmania. If you've tried to get your child to remove their headphones and engage with the Tasmanian link in your family history.
We are descended from this lady, Auntie June. Here, take it. She came to Tasmania in 1805, right? After she threw a baby off a bridge.
But if you make that move, you may call yourself a tree changer, a sea changer, or a climate refugee. Blech. But you've got to know Tasmanians will only ever call you a mainlander. It's not necessarily an insult.
I've got a lot of friends who are from the mainland, and I think a couple of them feel a bit victimised and worried about what we're going to do. But that's exactly what we're playing off. We're playing off the comedy of life in Tassie and the comedy of the mainlander and the local.
Mainlanders is a new web series co-created by Jacob Collings, raised in Launceston, now in Nipaluna, Hobart, and Hannah Brooks, who moved down from Sydney about 12 months ago. It's a comedy and maybe a cultural guide to living together on the better side of Bass Strait.
You know, it's funny, when we first decided to work together, we realised we met at a regional screen conference and we realised we were both working on the same idea, but I was working on it from the perspective of the mainlander and Jacob was working on the perspective of the Tasmanian. So that's
hilarious.
So, yeah.
Moving from the mainland to Tasmania, it's kind of a cross-cultural experience. You know, you need to learn the ways of the heat pump and the reluctance to visit somebody who's more than 7 minutes' drive away. So heat pump is a reverse cycle air conditioner, and 7 minutes is a long drive, okay? Don't get me started if there's a bridge to cross. What does the Calloway family need to figure out?
One-way streets.
Oh, no. So true. I literally got lost on the way here because of the one-way street.
Yeah, you don't need to check the number plates on who's blissfully driving their camper van into four lanes of oncoming traffic.
As a family, I think they're going through many things that a regular family are, and maybe they're trying to fix a few of their problems by moving to Tasmania. So those problems come with them and, if not, multiply when they move.
People have such huge tree changes or sea changes, often have such huge expectations on the move, and that this whole move is just going to solve all of your problems. But obviously, you've got to sort your problems out before you go. Otherwise, it's going to, you know, going to be disappointed. And I suppose that's where a lot of the humour comes from the show.
We'll hear a little of how some of the locals respond to them. This is Dave. He is not a mainlander.
Everyone knows me around here. Hey, Jenny. Yeah, g'day, I'm Dave. It's good to be here. I don't know why I'm here, but I am. Yeah, it's funny having a new bob next door, the mainlanders. To be honest, I'd never met anyone that wasn't from the island before. So I wasn't sure what to expect. I've heard that some of them are reptiles. For the longest time, you know, they didn't want to give us a sniff. They didn't want to come down the island, but now they're bloody coming down a dime a dozen. Now you can't throw a bloody deer leg without hitting two of them. And don't make me go to Salamanca Market. Jesus.
All right, firstly, I need to know who the deer leg inspiration is.
Well, we both worked on the set of Alone. And not at the same time, but we both worked on Alone, which now obviously everyone is absolutely obsessed with that show.
Massively.
And we were working the night shift, and I ended up cooking on the night shift. And one of the guys who was a boat captain, a local guy, used to go and find us our meat. Because I had cooked for the night shift, when we got back to Hobart, he said, "Oh, Hannah, when we get there, I'm going to bring you a deer." And I kind of thought he was joking, and he turned up on my doorstep one day with two legs of deer. And we're a house with two people and two small cats, so it was quite a lot of deer, but it was very much appreciated, and I suppose...
Especially by the cats.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But we really wanted to incorporate it in the story, because that sort of thing does not happen in Sydney. I can guarantee you. No one has ever turned up on my doorstep with a deer, one load of deer, let alone two.
Right. So, what were you thinking when you opened the door?
Well, luckily I knew Harrison, because otherwise that might have been a little bit intimidating and a little bit scary. Where do I find out how to cook deer? Things that mainlanders are confronted with when I moved down here.
What did you end up making with it?
Oh, it was absolutely delicious. I made like a really slow cooked stew with cranberries. So if anyone has a spare deer leg, highly recommend it.
Jacob, someone showed up at your door with a deer leg. What would you think?
Oh, well, honestly, I think I'd still be a bit surprised. But I think living and growing up in Tasmania, you kind of learn to expect anything. And the beauty of this place is that we rub shoulders with communities and our community are so interwoven. And I think part of this show is teaching the mainlanders how these communities function. And, you know, this is how it is now going forward. A lot of people are moving to Tasmania and we're going to have to learn how to live with each other. I just think that's just Tassie life. You know, it's there's just characters everywhere and you never know what you're going to get.
I mean, that's one of the best things about being here is, you know, as a mainlander, you just meet so many interesting people.